Newsom taps tech execs to run efficiency push. California Governor Gavin Newsom is launching a sweeping government reform initiative that places prominent tech leaders at the helm of the state's efficiency agenda, an approach that appears similar to the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. The California Breakthrough Project Initiative has recruited executives and investors from companies such as Ripple, Snap, Instacart, and Coinbase to advise on how the state can cut red tape, overhaul outdated systems, and deliver faster, more effective services, Newsom's office said in a July 15th statement. Newsom formalized the plan with a new executive order directing state agencies to submit efficiency proposals, streamline operations, and work directly with the private sector to identify improvements. While California's initiative doesn't carry the DOGE name, the structure is similar. It's a high-level initiative designed to inject startup-style innovation into sprawling government systems. Critics of DOGE have raised concerns about transparency and oversight, and several lawsuits have been filed challenging its structure and data practices. Some Democrats have also accused the initiative of blurring the lines between public service and political loyalty. The Golden State continues to lead in efficiency, strategically implementing technologies and practices that make Californians' lives better, Newsom said in the statement. As the birthplace of modern tech, our state is uniquely positioned to bring the best and the brightest together to advance our work. We will not shy away from progress, but embrace it for the benefit of all Californians, including our state workforce. The Breakthrough Projects group includes Ripple Executive Chair Chris Larson, SV Angel founder Ron Conway, and former Tesla CFO Jason Wheeler. It also features leaders from Anduril AME Cloud Ventures, MoonPay, Snap Incorporated, Instacart, and other startups with ties to Silicon Valley's innovation economy. The group first met on June 6th at Ripple headquarters in San Francisco, according to the governor's office. Their charge is to advise on everything from procurement and hiring reform to artificial intelligence deployment and customer experience improvements across state agencies. Newsom's recent executive order also establishes a new Innovation Fellows program, tasking selected state employees with identifying agency-level inefficiencies and proposing solutions. It also directs departments to submit at least one no-cost or low-cost proposal to improve operations within 90 days. California's Office of Data Innovation will also lead a pilot of the Engaged California platform, a digital forum that invites frontline workers to share ideas for improving how government serves the public. The pilot is set to launch by August 15th. The governor's office says the plan builds on earlier efforts, including the overhaul of the Department of Motor Vehicles and the deployment of AI-backed wildfire modeling systems. Newsom has also championed the use of generative AI in public services and launched an AI partnership with NVIDIA last year. In April, Newsom said he was taking steps to boost government efficiency and announced three new agreements to utilize AI to reduce highway congestion, improve roadway safety, and enhance customer service in a state call center. "I could have easily come in here with sunglasses and chainsaws. You know where I'm going," Newsom told reporters at the time. "We're DOGE but better. We've been DOGE but better for literally 6 years."